You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's time for another Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. I'm going to be taking a look at a 8-race twilight card at Garran this evening, beginning at 3:55 on this Tuesday, May the 23rd. As you can appreciate, lots of big fields here today at Garran. There always is here at this venue. And at time of recording, the ground is soft, yielding to soft in places. But with a dry day forecast and not too many showers around, that indeed could dry out quite significantly as the day pans out. So do keep an eye on that as well. And that will also have an effect on how the races pan out here this evening at Garran. Sometimes they do come down the middle towards the stand side if the ground is genuinely soft. But of course, we don't know that until they race the first. So we'll just hang fire for that for this moment in time. We begin at 3:55, as said, with an extended mile one maiden for the fillies. And there are plenty of horses here throwing their hat into the ring to take this prize. Hopefully, Jessica Harrington has got every chance of claiming this contest with Spring Garden, who made a really eye-catching debut in a decent maiden at the Curra a few weeks back. Finishing third behind Dabalina. Well, that form stacks up really well because Dabalina is very much a progressive filly trained by Dermot Weld, who incidentally runs half an hour later in the 4:25. The time figure of that race is really good. The Weld runner set off to make a really good gallop and they were strung out all over the County Kildare venue. But it was nice to see this filly by Fastnet Rock finish her race off very strongly from the middle of the pack, suggesting that she's definitely going to be more effective next time. We know that she stays the trip. That was a mile and a quarter on good to soft ground. So conditions should be absolutely ideal for this three-year-old here tonight. And I'd expect her to be there or thereabouts. Avella will be back around about 4-1 this morning. She looks solid each-way fodder in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is a conditioned contest coming up at 4:25 over the extended mile 1.5. And Dabalina is probably my strongest choice here on the card this evening in this 5-runner race. I really do like this filly. She caught my eye first time out with a cracking run on the figures down in Cork on heavy ground. She tried her heart out that night, but she just couldn't cope with Fozzie Stack's Angel Island in the latter stages. She then had the misfortune to bump into another group filly in the shape of Alluringly next time out to Tipperary. And of course, Aidan O'Brien's charge went on to run a blinder at Chester on her very next start, thus boosting that form line. She finally got her day in the sun when winning at the Curra, as mentioned earlier in the piece, last time out. And I really like the way she did that. Just looked really professional. She did really well as well to overcome that terrible draw, stall 16. That can't be overemphasised what a Herculean effort that was. And the manner and the style that she did it in as well suggests that she's going to be an even better filly as time goes on. A really likeable type with a great attitude, plenty of stamina. I'd expect Dabalina, under a forceful ride from Pat Smullen, don't think he'll be hanging around here, to take that 4:25 quite comfortably.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the 4:55, and it's the first of the big betting races, or the big handicaps. Right about 5-6-1 the field this morning at time of recording, as 17 runners are due to go to post. The one I quite like here at a price is John Hayden's William Ashford, albeit he didn't cut much ice first time out at the Curra. He probably would have needed the run first time out. He was badly drawn as well on that occasion. Never really got into the race. But it was over a distance, probably short of his best nowadays. And of course, the ground was probably not ideal. But on soft ground, this horse is a totally different proposition altogether. As you can see by his form figures, he's got some excellent efforts when the ground has been on the easy side, including a win here last year as well on soft ground when he powered through from the middle of the pack to stay very strongly in the latter stages to win with plenty in hand. I think this trip will be absolutely no problem for him tonight. He's up an extra furlong and a half to what he's used to, but he is all about stamina, and hopefully the ground will ride on the soft side for him, because that'll definitely help his cause. He's around about a 14-1 shot this morning. Tom Madden on board. William Ashford, a tentative, but albeit at the same time, quite a confident vote that it'll at least go well in that 4:55.
Race 4.
On to race four then, which is Division 2 of that extended Mile 1 handicap. And the standout horse here is Rena's Queen from the Sarah Dawson stable. She hadn't really shown a great deal in any of her previous starts in her career, but given the fact that she was had the cheek pieces on for the first time, that brought about a huge amount of improvement. Despite being £6 out of the handicap in a much better race than this, she managed to finish second in what has turned out to be an incredibly strong and informative race down at Leopardstown on the 5th of April. Not only did she run well that day, she managed to finish ahead of the likes of Elm Grove, Mystery Gal and Remarkable Lady. Horses have all gone on to win and win easily as well on their next start. So that form is obviously the standout piece of form here. And we know she stays the trip really well. She gets a vote over Jalika. Now, Jalika probably has probably got the best overall form in this particular race, having finished second at Bonya, and she comes off the back of many good runs last season as well. But the problem with her is that she's never stayed beyond a mile, so that there has to be a slight doubt whether she'll get the trip or not. Whereas Rena's Queen, we know she does, and she does that in particularly impressive fashion. So Rena's Queen, quite a confident vote there in the 5.25.
Race 5.
On to the 5.55 then, which is a mile claimer. Not too many horses stand out here, other than Military Hill, who arguably has got the pick of the form coming into this particular contest. That fourth behind Prove the Point has worked out really well. Horses like Not a Whisper, Koretchka and Armax have all gone on to prove the worth of that form next time out. So considering that it carried 9 stone 13 in that competitive handicap, it wasn't a bad effort by Ado McGuinness's Charge. Albeit he only finished 5th of 10 last time out, the ground might have been a bit too firm for him. Plus the fact that he was dealing with horses that were flying home on that occasion at Limerick. Club Wexford, for instance, did 33 and change from the 3 furlong pole that day, and he's gone on to run well subsequently. So you could just say the horse basically got outpaced. Around about 7-2 this morning, I think Military Hill's got easily the best form credentials here and is the most likely winner of that 5.55.
Race number 6.
On to the 6.25 then, which is a mile handicap. Again, another very competitive affair. Bit of a nightmare for punters. Ran about 6-2 on the field at time of recording. However, I do quite like the claims of Secret Wizard. I thought this horse ran really well last time out at Clonmel, considering the ground would have been a little bit too firm for him. He all his best forms with a bit of ease in the ground, and as well the trip of a mile 1.5 probably just stretched his stamina in the latter stages of that race. He was fully entitled to need the run as well. He hadn't run for the thick end of 4 months. But Sheila Lavery's horses in the interim have come really good in the last few days. She's had a couple of winners over the weekend, and another good run here is anticipated from this four-year-old. He's got plenty of form on soft ground, and his time figures are very good as well. So I'd expect Secret Wizard to certainly outrun his odds this morning around about the 12-1 mark in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a 7 furlong maiden coming up at 6.55. And the standout horse here on form is Music Box from the Aidan O'Brien stable. This filly by Invincible Spirit has ran two nice races on both her starts today. She really did catch the eye first time out behind Stabber Companion Asking at Dundalk, not certainly being knocked about in the latter stages by Wayne Lord. And that kindness looked as though it was going to pay off until this Irish correspondent came swooping down the outside last time out at Leopardstown. Now, Mickey Halford's Charge has been muted as a possible Irish 2000 Guineas contender over the weekend, and indeed he wanted to prove the value of that form with a victory next time out at the Curragh. The hood has gone on for the first time on this set 3-year-old filly, and hopefully that contraption will have the desired effect here tonight. Anna O'Brien takes the ride. She's in good form as well. And even though this horse is a fairly thin price in the market this morning, around about 4-6, I think she will justify her position in the market quite comfortably.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, once again, without sounding like a broken record, another viciously competitive handicap here. There's certainly no respite from the punters here this evening, but I've got to stick with John Fiend's Not a Bad Old Day on several factors, really. First of all, of course, he comes in great form. He's won his last two starts, including a course and distance victory two starts ago. And that victory cemented his love affair with this venue, because he's scored here on two occasions in four runs, and indeed he got placed on one of other occasions. So he absolutely adores the contours of this track. Plus the fact, and this is the main reason I'm going to go for this horse, he's ridden by what I consider to be the best £7 apprentice over in Ireland by a country mile. This David Simonson has caught my eye on more than one or two occasions. How this lad hasn't been snapped up by a big yard, I have no idea whatsoever. He's so polished in the saddle. You're going to have a look at his ride on Have a Nice Day the other day at Nace to see what skills he has in the saddle. So obviously that £7 claim is going to come in very useful here tonight. He's drawn in stall 15, but by the time they run the last race, got a sneaky feeling that a draw away from the inside fence is going to be of certain benefit. Likely to go out and try and make all the running. Hopefully this Not A Bad Old Day Out can follow up his last couple of victories and complete the hat-trick in the concluding contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Tuesday, May the 23rd. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow for Wednesday's podcast, where we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race programme at Wexford, beginning at 6 o'clock. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.